play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Pep Band with tonight's national anthem. Let's go down courtside. Public address announcer Jeff Lamb has tonight's starting lineups between Quincy and the homestanding Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Now let's meet our players first for the visiting Quincy Blue Devils.
On pinkout night.
Number 3, Lucas Reese. Number 5, Adante Kreider. Number 10, Jaden Smith. Number 21, Jirell Brock. And number 24, Jeremiah Tallman. Blue Devils are coached by Andy Douglas. And now, the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot senior guard, number 1, Nick Fields. 6'4 senior, number 10, Keith Cunningham. A 6'2 senior, number 12, Justin Endoff. A 6'2 senior, number 33, Quinn Anderson. And a 6'6 junior, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Well, Steve Cheeseman, as we were here watching the flag raised, all the pomp and circumstance that goes with all the pregame ceremonies, I got to thinking, you know, November doesn't seem like that long ago. But
no, it does not.
This is it for the season right here.
And, Brad, I want to take time to say hello to Coach Bob Morgan and Bert Morgan and Coach Bill Morgan and Lorraine Morgan. They are what I think are the first family of Galesburg basketball and two of the greatest coaches anywhere, let alone Galesburg. And I know Bert Morgan's gone through some health issues, and I know they always listen, and I'll tell you what, they've affected my life in a great way. And like I said, as good as it gets in terms of coaches and people. There's Zeke out there. As always, he's a celebrity in terms of doing that basketball. And he's growing. Wow.
10 years... since Coach Gray passed away, kind of
Zeke had just been born.
Yep. So we're ready to get this game underway with the Silver Streaks wearing their pink out uniforms. Coach Mike Reynolds wearing the bright pink tie.
Looks good over there, doesn't he?
It does. Looks sharp. All in honor of assistant coach Jason Gray. May of 2009 when we lost him to cancer. And the Silver Streaks win the tip. Looking for their fifth consecutive Western Big Six Conference victory to wrap up the regular season and avenge their six-point loss at Quincy 5 weeks ago.
Quincy in that outstanding 1-2-2 or flat 3-2 defense here.
Nick Fields finds a gap, shoots from 14 feet, misses it, and the rebound tipped over to Lucas Reese.
Did a good job of getting ball movement, penetrating the gaps, a little mid-range jump shot there, just missed it.
Quincy has won two straight years here at Galesburg after the Streaks had knocked off the Blue Devils 4 consecutive years. They go an alley-oop, and Jirell Brock in from the weak side tips it in as the Streaks fronted him defensively, but That incredible athleticism allowed him to get way up in the air and tip it in, and Quincy strikes first.
And he's got the body of a Division I athlete, no doubt about that.
McCants drives, gets the basket, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Nick Fields got trapped out near half court. He got the pass away, and the streaks had numbers. McCants attacked the basket, as he did early in the game Tuesday against Kewaunee. And the foul on the freshman, Jeremiah Talton, gives him a chance at a three-point play.
And certainly Jalen's going to have to be the best offensive player on the floor tonight, certainly the best offensive, or certainly the best scorer. And he has to do that throughout the game. As we talked about, he just sort of disappeared in the second half on Tuesday night.
Streaks take a 3-2 lead on the three-point play by McCants, finishing off the free throw. It's senior night. Good crowd on hand for the final game of the regular season. A three-pointer on the way by Jaden Smith, the leading three-point shooter in Quincy history, but he missed it. And the long rebound out to Keith Cunningham as the ball knocked away by Smith, and Streaks will hang on to it. Sophomores won tonight, 47-35, finishing off their regular season in a big way. They had two big runs, 11-0 to start the game, and then had a 16-0 run to put the game away in the fourth quarter. Here's Quinn Anderson. He thought he was going to get away with it. His back foot slid backward behind him and stepped on the end line, and just not completely aware of where he was on the court. Turnover back to Quincy.
Besides penetrating gaps, you also have to have your eyes open, and you have to use pass fakes to attack a zone.
Adante Kreider with it on the left side. Bounce pass into Brock. It's a drive down the lane and fouled from the backside as he goes up hard and comes down hard. So he's been undercut on the backdoor cut and then got hit pretty hard going to the basket here. The guy can leap out of the gym, and I appreciated what Coach Andy Douglas talked about in the pregame in terms of he doesn't score a lot, but he estimated he's worth 18 or 19 points a game to this team because of all the other things he does so
well. And, you know, Brad, there are players on every team, good teams, that you cannot ever get their total value based on statistics. And certainly this is one of those guys.
Like Nick Fields is that way for the Silver Streaks.
No question about it.
Jarrell Brock knocks down both free throws. Quincy retakes the lead. He has
all four
of their
points. And
they're in their
ball press here after a made free throw and certainly a made basket.
Cunningham, after picking up the foul on the other end, leads the break into the front court. Tries to get out of a trap. Gets a pass out high, just getting it to Justin Endoff, avoiding a near turnover. And now Nick Fields resettles in the midcourt circle. Endoff on the right side, Anderson below us. Now they get an entry pass into McCants. Talton knocks the ball out of his hands out of bounds, and the Streaks will keep it. Quincy won at their place a little over a month ago. Inbound to Endoff, wing three off the front of the rim. Rebound right back to him. Puts it back up and in off the glass.
And that's tough to do what he did there, is follow that up with a miss from mid-range. He used the glass. That's the correct decision and made a tough shot.
5-4 Galesburg. Jarrell Brock did not play in that game a month ago because he was playing in an all-star football game in Hawaii. Here's a running miss by Smith. Rebound McCants. Takes it all the way and up and in for the basket.
And when we have that opportunity tonight, we've got to get out and run in transition.
Secondary break by the Silver Streaks. And a quick foul at the other end. This will be on Justin Endoff. A little blocking foul on Lucas Reese. First of the game on Endoff, second on the Silver Streaks. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. We're just underway on senior night. 7-4 Silver Streaks early. And a hand check foul called on Keith Cunningham guarding Brock before they even get the ball inbounds. And that's two on Cunningham now, 2.5 minutes into the game.
And again, we've talked about that, Keith, in terms of what I would call unforced fouls. Fouls that are not relevant. We've got to have him on the floor, and committing fouls like that doesn't help the cause.
And Brock has it now. He's going to go right at
Cunningham. He's going to get a third one if
he's not
careful.
Pushed off on him. Gets in the up and under, but he missed the shot. And now Cunningham pushes off on Brock, taking it into the front court. Has the ball knocked away. Quincy comes up with it, and the Streaks turn it over. Adante Kreider into the front court, scoops it behind him to Smith. Smith fakes right, goes left, into the lane, jump stop, kicks it into the left corner. Three on the way by Talton, misses, and the rebound Justin Endoff. Streaks into the front court. Down the lane, McCants, contact.
Oh,
and an offensive foul called. As Lucas Reese got back into the lane. Wow, that was a tough call.
That's a tough one there. Jalen was already leaving his feet when I thought that Reed got set. And when that occurs, that's going to be a foul on the defender there. But it went the other way.
Keith Cunningham out of the game as Mitchell Sampson.
And our third turnover, Brad, already.
Yep. Under 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Streak still leading. Here's another three by Talton. That one's good from the top of the arc. And the leading freshman scorer in Quincy High School history. He's in all their great history, he's the only freshman to score over 200 points in a season. He knocks down the three to tie the game at seven.
He can shoot that three ball, as we well know.
Nick Fields, Quinn Anderson, Sampson Endoff, and Jalen McCants into the game. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Tie ball game. Anderson needs help. Fields comes out high for the pass. Now gives it right back. Now into the left wing. Endoff dribbles it a couple of times back up top. Fields looks over that 1-2-2 zone defense. Kind of flattens out to a 3-2. Halfway through quarter number one. Endoff squares long three. In and out. Rebound McCants. Puts it on the floor. Tries to go back up with it. And a reach-in foul on Quincy will be their second team foul. But McCants not in the act of shooting. Streaks will have to inbound it.
That'll and that's what he foul. Does best, Brad. He's such a fine offensive rebounder. He has instincts for the ball. He works to get to the glass. And he's the quickest jumper on the floor.
Tough break for Justin, too. That ball did everything but go down. Now he drives the lane and a blocking foul this time called. Boy, I thought if anything, that one should have been the charge. Not the one the last time down the floor that Reese drew against Jalen McCants. It'll be a foul, the second of the game on the freshman Jeremiah Talton. So at 6'5", he's going to have to come out of the game. Quincy's going to lose a little bit of height, and Justin Endoff's going to shoot two free throws.
I guess if we were going to get a foul call on one of those or the other, this is the one we wanted here.
Endoff knocks down the first free throw. Streaks regain the lead at 8-7. Talton sits. Brady Rupert, a 6'1 sophomore, in to replace him off the bench.
And boy, does Talton have enormous upside as a freshman with that build and his skills. Sky's the limit for him.
Endoff makes both. He has four. Streaks lead 9-7. So Cunningham for the Streaks, Talton for the Blue Devils, both on the bench with two fouls each halfway through the first quarter. On the outside, ball, loose ball, and now a foul called as Adante Kreider just lost the handle on the dribble. So McCants reached in and was ready to steal it away and head up court, and Kreider fouled him. So the turnover compounded by the foul, and the Streaks will inbound. Four team fouls each, now 3:40 to go first quarter. Galesburg with a two-point lead trying to add to it here. Mitchell Sampson on the left side, drives baseline, gets under the basket, goes up for the reverse, comes up short. Good defense on the weak side by Reese, and he comes up with a rebound.
Just trapped him there. He had nowhere to go.
Takes it into the front court himself. Now a three left side, and Jaden Smith knocks it down. His third shot of the game, his first basket. Quincy regains the lead at 10-9.
That was long distance there, Brad.
Yeah, we've seen some long shooters recently, have we? Of course, Rivera for Geneseo just a week ago. Brody Harding knocked down a deep three for Moline last Friday night that got them back into the game late. And Smith, the leading three-point shooter. Here's a steal, and watch out. Jirell Brock in for a hammer dunk with a one hand. Looks up into the crowd on the live ball turnover. Poked it away from Quinn Anderson. And that's part of what people come to see.
And that was an impressive dunk. There's no doubt about that one as far as dunks go.
12-9 Quincy. McCants around his
beautiful
man. Down the lane, up and in.
Little hesitation, shoulder fake there, and outstanding move to the basket.
Just went right around Brady Rupert in the lane, just completely lost him. The lead is one for Quincy. Blue Devils with the ball, under 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Down the left side of the lane, Reese. Couldn't get Endoff to bite on the head and shoulder fake. Now he's got it back from the interior pass. 2:15 to play first quarter, 12-11 Quincy. Reese on a screen, ball loose into the corner, picked up by Brock. Now a hesitation dribble by Adante Kreider, gets called for carrying the ball. And that's the second Quincy turnover. Into the game, Eric Price for the Silver Streaks. Endoff gets a breather. He has four of the Streaks' 11 points early, and Galesburg with a chance to regain the lead, 2:08 to go first quarter.
And again, in today's basketball world, you don't see the carry called very often, but good. You like to see the game played fundamentally sound, and we've got away from that a little bit in terms of what kids can do and shouldn't be doing with a basketball.
Into the left corner, Eric shoots a flat three in the air, balls it. Weak side rebound, Jaden Smith, other end, run out, missed shot, tip up and in, won't go down, and the rebound tipped out to Jalen McCants. Jalen into the front court quickly. Anderson on the dribble, down low, McCants trying to go around his man, forces it up, and knocked off balance, shot won't go down, and Brock controls the rebound. Streaks got going too much, trying to do too much there, and a three from the right side by Kreider. his first three of the game, and Quincy now leads by four, 15-11.
And in transition, we've got to mark their shooters because they'll get to their spots, and when they're open, they don't miss.
And a kick by Quincy out high, 1:17 to go first quarter, 15-11 is the Blue Devil lead, streaks with the ball. Holloman entered postseason this week, so Moline is not playing. They actually have a game tomorrow, believe it or not, a non-conference game, to get one more in before the postseason. Here's Jalen in the lane, splits the defenders and goes up strong for the basket. He's got nine in the first quarter, and the streaks trail by two.
A great body control and tempo there because he had nowhere to go and was able to still make a play.
Around a screen out high. Now Brock with it on the left side, working against Price. Leaves it on the outside for Kreider. To the left side, Reese goes around McCants. Dribble drive, leaves it through the weak side. Missed shot by Rupert, stripped away by McCants. 40 seconds to go. Into the front court, Mitchell. Drives down to the left side, an offensive foul called. As Smith established position, Mitchell got the arm out in front of him and pushed him off, and that's the fifth Galesburg turnover.
And two of those offensive fouls. So Quincy's doing a good job anticipating and picking up those charges.
37 seconds to go, first quarter. Two-point Blue Devil lead. Quincy with the ball. Again, pink out night, senior night. Lots going on here at John Thiel Gymnasium, and not a capacity crowd, but
a really good one.
We're about 80% full here at Thiel Gym with 22 seconds to go in a two-point game. Quincy with the ball, looking to hold for the final shot. They've turned it over a couple times here in the last 2 minutes. Streaks hoping to force another one, down to 12 seconds to go, and they'll start the offense. Reese with it in the midcourt circle, guarded by Sampson. To the right side, Smith with it, goes around Fields, drives all the way in from the right side, finishes it off of the basket, and that's the end of the first quarter. 17-13, Quincy executes at the end of the first quarter.
And stopping the dribble drive we didn't do there.
You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Did your sister get a new car?
Yeah, I think it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
All the cool kids are doing it. And who wouldn't want to drive the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Our lot is full of beautiful 2019 Toyotas, and they are some of the sharpest vehicles I've ever seen. So stop by today and start test driving. I promise, we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Nautical Blue Metallic and Ruby Flare Pearl. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg. Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at Thiel Gym, 17-13, Quincy with the lead. Blue Devils with the ball to start the second quarter. On the right side, Jaden Smith tries to go around Fields, cut off, gets it to Reese on the outside, guarded by Mitchell Sampson. High post, Price guarding Brock, now back out to Smith. Lobs it into Brock, goes around Fields on the defensive switch, missed the shot, McCants rebounds to himself. Down the lane, jump stop, and trying to draw another charge is Jaden Smith, and somehow Jalen got the shot off and it went in. So a defensive foul and a chance at a three-point play.
Unbelievable there, and again, Jalen gets to the rim, and he's able to control his body and able to draw those blocking fouls in that situation.
Boy, Jalen finishing through contact here tonight. He's already got 11, make it 12 on a second traditional three-point play of the game. That pulls the streaks within one as we start quarter number two, 17-16 here at Thiel Gym.
He's on a mission, and I hope that continues all night. Certainly he's got the ability to do that and take over a game offensively.
Here's a long three by Smith from the outside. That one's off the mark. Sampson on the weak side controls the rebound, has it slapped out of his hands by Brock, and the streaks will get it back.
That kind of three ball there will take. That was, you know, disjointed there. It was off of a dribble. He wasn't together. There wasn't rhythm to it. And again, it was a couple steps deeper than I'm sure he would have liked to take in that.
It was a tight game down at Blue Devil Gymnasium back in, bad pass by Quinn Anderson. Stolen away at half court. And the pass into the front court to Smith on the left side. Leaves it off under the basket. Reverse layup off the mark. as Rupert tried to get too fancy with it under the basket. McCants with his fifth rebound. Has the ball knocked away and a reach-in foul called against Jarrell Brock. And that'll be his first of the game.
And that's one of those situations that call could have went either way there. That could have been a strip and could have been a dunk on the other end, but yep. We were fortunate it got the reach-in foul call.
Yeah, Brock had one of those earlier in the game when he took it away from Quinn Anderson and got the dunk at the other end. 17-16, streaks by one. 12 points in the game for Jalen McCants already. We're just a minute into the second quarter. Jalen's made five of his first six shots and both of his free throws. Endoff back into the game, tries to leave it to the baseline. It's tipped away from Sampson and right back to Justin. Has it on the wing, skips it up top to Nick Fields. Over to Price. Cracked into the right corner. Endoff open. It's a three.
Good ball movement, and it ends up with a wide open three from the wing
there.
It was.
Streaks with a 6-0 run to start the second quarter. Back on top, 19-17. Endoff with seven in the game to go along with 12 by McCants. And now Brock going right at Eric Price. Goes around him and picks up the foul. That's the first of the game on Eric. And the next team foul on the streaks will put Wincy into the bonus. Both teams with 16 fouls.
Eric was in great position there. He just needed to move his feet to the baseline, but instead he played defense with his hands there, and you're going to get that call even in 2019, let alone 1969.
Smith up top into the hands of Adante Kreider. Everything on the left side of the court for Quincy right now. Now into the midcourt circle. Smith works his way to the right. Crossover dribble on Sampson. Cut off at the free throw line. Dish into the left corner. Quick three. Kreider off the mark. Weak side rebound. Eric Price. Streaks trying to build on a two-point lead here. 6 minutes to go first half. Sampson down below us. Up top, Fields. Nick looks over the court. Trying to solve that Quincy zone. Galesburg by two. Quincy scoreless in the second quarter so far. Inlet pass. Jalen down around his man to the low blocks where he's been unstoppable tonight. Streaks lead by four.
Good pass fakes, and we're doing this with Keith Cunningham here on the bench with some foul trouble.
And Jeremiah Talton, the 6'5 freshman, on the bench for Quincy. Under 5.5 to play first half. Up top, Reese working around a screen to the right side. Price picks him up. Gets into his body a little bit, passes it back out. Now Brock gives way to Reese for a long three, and it's short. And the long rebound pops out to Brock. No-look pass underneath, and a feed back to Rupert, who misses the bunny in front of the basket. A scramble for the rebound, and it's Price who comes up with it. Streaks on an 8-0 run to start the second quarter, and looking for more. Justin Endoff into the lane, strong off the backboard, and bouncing off the head of Jaden Smith along the baseline, and the Streaks will get it back on a dead ball rebound.
Right now, the bounces are going our way.
They
we
are.
Need to take advantage of these good breaks we're getting.
And the Silver Streaks controlling the boards. That was something Andy Douglas talked about in the pregame, as he knew could be a real challenge for his team. There's a soft pass out high, but Price gets to it. Now Eric in the lane. Jump stop, falls down, and calls for traveling. That's a seventh Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, Eric just tried to force that there. He tried to make a play, but as he got in there and when you're collapsed on, he's got a jump stop and get rid of the ball there, and he had nowhere to go and travel.
Four-point Galesburg lead, 4:40 to go first half. 21-17, Silver Streaks. Jaden Smith up top, left corner. Reese with it. He's going to pull it back out. Peyton Nicholson, a 6'2 junior, into the game for Quincy. His first action of the night. And a double dribble called. Justin Endoff on a little defensive switch. Reese, I think, just lost focus. Double dribbled with the ball. Third Quincy turnover.
And he may have been surprised by that outstanding pass there by Brock, who's an outstanding passer from in the post.
Streaks get it into the front court against that Quincy zone press. Mitchell Sampson with it on the far side. Endoff looking interior. McCants is covered up, so he pulls it back up top. Fields looks over the floor, starts to dribble to the left side of the wing. Picks it up, reverses it back. Mitchell Sampson up top, looking right. Now gets it over to Fields, around his man. Jump stop in the lane, up of the right hand, off the mark. And the rebound, Quincy comes out with it. Into the front court, Smith. Streaks get back defensively, so Smith has to pull it out. Now a quick feed to the inside. Rupert steps to the basket. Their first basket at the 3:45 mark of the second quarter, and it pulls the Blue Devils within two.
And when we miss, we have to get back in transition, or they'll take advantage.
Here's a dribble drive by Mitchell. Pump fake, can't finish off the shot. McCants with the offensive rebound. Got hit on the arm on the way up, no foul called. And now Price slides back, going for the rebound, makes contact. Smith falls down. And Eric picks up his second foul as Jaden Smith is slow to get up. Streak's got a good look at it. Mitchell Sampson with a head and shoulder fake. Got an open look at it. Jalen went up for the offensive rebound tip up. That wouldn't go down. And now we're going to walk it to the other end. And a 1-1 coming for Jaden Smith as they're in the bonus with 3:28 to play in the first half.
And they're good foul shooters as well. We don't want to put them on the line.
Yeah, he's 90% on the season. Jaden Smith is. 94 out of 104, and he knocks down the first one. 6 points in the game. Quincy's back within one here at 21-20.
And Brad Smith's mechanics are perfect. I mean, he's in heel-toe kind of thing. He sets it. The movement is minimum. He has great rhythm, and it's pretty automatic.
Last 4 points to the Blue Devils on that second free throw. It's 21-21 now. 3:25 to go here in this first half. Again, pressure by Quincy. Streaks get into the front court. Quinn Anderson back into the game. On the right side, here's Eric Price. Up top, Nick at the free throw line. Had an opening, but he passed up on it. Now the Streaks pull it back out. Up top, Fields with it. Still with the ball, swinging it down low, swinging around to the right side. Endoff gets an open three from the wing. Endoff having a great game on senior night. He's in double figures with 10. Streaks lead by three. Under 3 minutes to go, and a blocking foul called on Justin as Reese took it right at him into the lane. Justin thought he'd established pretty good position. He was moving, but he had established position. He gets called for the defensive foul, though, his second. So Endoff, Cunningham, Price, all with two fouls, and the eighth team foul on the Silver Streaks.
And anybody, I would defend Justin Endoff, but I thought there that was a good call. I didn't think that he established position. Any kind of movement where you're going sideways or going and turning sideways, you're going to get called for the foul there. He made a great attempt. He just wasn't quite there, in my opinion.
Lucas Reese, 80% from the free throw line of the season, knocks down both of his free throws. And Quincy back within one with under 3 minutes to go first half.
And allows them to set the ball press.
24-23. Streaks with the ball and a one-point lead. Fields, left side,
wide
end
open
off.
Again.
Wide open three. Off the front of the rim. Loose ball rebound. Back to Justin. Down low to Jalen McCants up and in on a great feed on the recognition by Endoff.
Good follow by Justin following his shot and got the rebound and dished off to Jalen, who's automatic inside there.
I cannot believe Justin was that wide open. Now a ball batted into the backcourt. Price almost got the
good
steal
effort
away
by
from
Jalen with a deflection.
But it was Lucas Reese who chased it down. Now around his man, cut off on the low blocks, reverses back to Brock. Goes
beautiful
at
move
Endoff,
there.
Goes around him, missed the shot, and McCants controls with his seventh rebound. Jalen, open court, down the lane, puts it up and in. He altered the shot on the way up, and he got fouled. I never heard the whistle, but he's got another three-point play possibility.
And McCants there with that little hesitation move again. Got the defense to freeze and able to get around and get to the rim. Wonderful move by Jalen McCants there. He's having a terrific first half.
Brought the crowd to its feet with that move. 18 first half points for Jalen McCants. Make it 19.
And knocking the free throws down to get the three-point play out of it.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks now at 29-23, under 2 minutes to go first half. McCants also has 7 rebounds to go along, and he nearly steals it away from
great
Nicholson. If he'd have come up with that one, there would have been nobody to stop him for the layup. And
yeah,
possibly
I think it
the
would
dunk.
Have been a monster dunk there as well.
He's going to get a breather now.
He has a foul, and we don't want him to get two here. It's really important here for the Streaks to finish off this half with the same solid focus and execution.
Similar philosophy that Mike Reynolds took at Kewaunee on Tuesday night. Streaks had a lead, so he went ahead and rested Jalen for about the last minute 45 of the first half there as well. And Jalen goes to the bench here with a minute 48 to go in the second quarter, and the Streaks on top 29-23. Reese on the wing, lobs it on the interior. Brock, double team, kicks it back out to Reese. Now Brock with it. Price gives him room. Pass to the outside to Jaden Smith. They've cleared out the lane. If Quincy can find an opening, there's a defensive switch. Eric switches off. And now Price is guarding Brock, or rather Fields is guarding Brock down low. On the outside, Nicholson gets it right side. Pump fake by Smith. Steps left for three. Missed it. And a foul on the rebound. And we've got a foul called against Nick Fields as the rebound was coming out to Mitchell Sampson. And Nick reached out and grabbed the arm of Jarrell Brock to make sure he didn't run out for the rebound. So the Streaks forced a miss that they wanted. but it negates a rebound, and Brock's going to go to the line shooting two here with a minute 11 to go in the first half.
And Nick did what he felt like he needed to do there. He just didn't get away with that.
Yeah.
Got a little bit too much of an extension with the arm and the grab there, and sends Brock to the line here to shoot 1-1 here with 1:11 to go and a streak 6-point lead.
Brock is 66% from the season, so pretty good, and he makes the first one. And that was their last 1-1 at the free throw line in the first half with a minute 11 to go. That breaks the little Galesburg run.
Missed a free throw here, Brad, in the ball game?
No. And still have it. Nice try, Steve.
Yeah, I worked it.
29-25, Silver Streaks by four with the ball with a minute 8 to go. Brock with 8 in the game. Quinn Anderson on the left side, bounce pass down low, Jalen back into the game with a two-handed dunk. He got the little breather he needed, and Jalen's got 21 first half points.
Crowd coming alive here in the last minute and a half.
Trying to rally this Streaks defense with 45 seconds to go and a 6-point Galesburg lead. Reese to the left side. Nicholson with it on the wing. Pulls it back out.
No penetration and find their shooters here to Jayden keep them off the offensive
right
glass.
Right at Fields. Down low. Fields draws a charge.
Great defense by Nick there. And again, he sold it too.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
That's the baseball part of Nick there that I love. Selling that play there. Selling the tag. Selling the catch. He sold the charge there.
30 seconds to go first half. Streaks with the ball and a 6-point lead. Second foul of the game on Jayden Smith. Only their fourth turnover. Price up top, right side, end off. Fields calling for end off to come out for it with 18 seconds to go. And now end off will play the point in the midcourt circle with Anderson, Fields, Price, and Jalen. Wonder who they'll look for here. Down to 8. Nick up top. Reach in by Nicholson, now into the hands of Jalen. Jalen trying to free himself up. Step back three, got blocked. Anderson up, but he got blocked on the putback underneath the basket by Brady Rupert. Well, not the shot the Silver Streaks wanted, but they take a 6-point lead into the locker room, 31-25. To come back, take a look at the first half team statistics, the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. Mike Reynolds is really upset that no foul was called with Jalen shooting that step-back three-pointer almost out near the volleyball line. So a 6-point Galesburg lead at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Everyone knows if there was a blue ribbon for fries, McDonald's would win it. I mean, if you've ever tried to transport those fries in your car, you know the seductive power is beyond compare. But bacon just entered the picture, and you may want to sit down for this. Introducing McDonald's Cheesy Bacon Fries. Premium potatoes, golden and crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and covered with real cheddar cheese sauce and applewood smoked bacon bits. It's everything you love about McDonald's French fries made better with bacon. Cheesy Bacon Fries for a limited time only at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. And what a fantastic second half for the Silver Streaks. They outscored Quincy 18-8. Turned a 4-point first quarter deficit into a 6-point halftime lead. And, I mean, we talked a lot about Jalen McCants tonight, and rightfully so. 21 points, 7 rebounds. But it's not been just Jalen by any means. Certainly he's getting the, he's earning the headlines right now with his offensive performance. But Justin Endoff has knocked down some big shots. He's got the other 10 points, so a two-man scoring game for the Streaks, but this is still absolutely a team effort right now so far.
And, you know, one of our keys was that team effort, and you can see that they've locked arms here tonight. They're looking for one another. They're covering up for one another. They're all executing their roles. I thought that quarter was as good a quarter as we played against a quality opponent all year.
With Keith Cunningham on the bench with two fouls.
We did a lot of things really well there on both ends of the floor there. We out-rebounded them. We've turned it over a little too much, but it's still not a terrible number.
Nope.
And again, we're finding Jalen. Jalen is feeling it. He's getting to the rim. Just an outstanding quarter and an outstanding half of basketball for the Streaks against our longtime rivals.
All right, we're going to go into our team statistics here in a moment, but we didn't get a chance to share everything in the break, so I'm just going to ask you this real quickly, Steve. What did you have for Quincy for rebounds in that
I only
quarter?
Had three of them.
Okay. I thought I must have missed something, but isn't that something? Three rebounds.
And one for 10, and again, we had a little bit of a disagreement with where we were shot-wise, but it didn't matter. They scored one field goal in the half, and in the quarter, we did an outstanding job of covering up,
yep,
limiting those dribble drives, certainly not giving them offensive second chances. They scored a couple out of transition, and otherwise, if they had to set their offense, we locked them down there and shut them out.
So Jalen McCants out-rebounded Quincy in the second quarter all by himself. Let's take a look at the rest of our statistics here at halftime. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. What do you show for the team numbers there, partner?
Streaks 12 out of 25 for the half. That's very good at 48%. We were 2 out of 7, but Justin hit a couple of big threes there after we went 0 for 3 there in the first period. They were 3 out of 9 with a 3 ball for 33%. And only 7 out of 23, including that 1 for 10 there in the second period at 30%. I've got us with 8 rebounds in the second period for a total of 15. They had 3 for 8, so we've almost doubled up on them rebound-wise. We've turned it over a little too much, but we had 5 there in the first period, 3 in the second. We have 8, and they had only 3. But again, a real terrific job in the half court defensively. And just as I say, a wonderful second period there where we outscored them 18-8.
Free throws, neither team has missed tonight so far. Neither team has missed.
We like that on our end.
Quincy 8 for 8, Silver Streaks 5 for 5, and Mike Reynolds sure would have liked that on Tuesday night as well. But here in the more important of the two games, the conference game, Silver Streaks looking for their fifth consecutive Western Big Six victory. And they lead at the break, 31-25. We'll take a break. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Silver Streaks on top, 31-25 at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Tomorrow on WGIL Galesburg Live.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith. I'll be hosting Galesburg Live tomorrow morning. In our first hour, 7:15, we'll be talking with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. He's been named president of the Illinois Sheriff's Association, among other duties he's got. And in our second hour at 8:15, we'll be talking education with the superintendent of Knoxville District 202, Steve Wilder, and the superintendent of United District 304, Jeff Whitson.
Galesburg Live, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL with this community reminder. The Ladies of Mary from Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Galesburg will hold their annual spaghetti dinner on Sunday, March 3rd from 4:30 to 7 p.m. in the church's activity center. The cost is just $6. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. A high wind watch is in effect from Saturday night through Sunday evening. Mostly cloudy skies for tonight, with rain likely through the overnight hours, a low at 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, and possibly a thunderstorm in the morning, becoming less likely in the afternoon, and a high of 43. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 35.
Christine Wells of Galesburg won $50 and Phyllis Kelso of East Galesburg won $75 when they were spotted wearing their white WGIL buttons. Congratulations from WGIL. Silver Streaks lead at halftime, 31-25 over the Quincy Blue Devils. Jalen McCants with 21 points in the first half and 7 rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks. The other 10 points from Justin Endoff. So a two-man offensive game, but certainly not a two-man show here tonight for the Quincy Blue Devils. Jarrell Brock leads Quincy with 80 at 6 of those in the first quarter. Didn't get off a shot in the second quarter. Jaden Smith with 7 points. Next up, Adante Kreider and Jeremiah Talton each with 3. Lucas Reese and Brady Rupert each had 2. Silver Streaks lead Quincy at the break, 31-25. Galesburg back out onto the floor, ready to warm up for the second half on Pink Out Night and Senior Night. Let's see if we can find some scores from around the area. And Rock Island playing United Township. And it is Senior Night for Rock Island. Again, no other action tonight because Alleman already started the postseason and lost earlier this week. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart for our halftime coaches interview. Well, we don't have Steve for the halftime interview. He's down there. They're talking, but an issue with the microphone, apparently. So I guess we don't have that. So our apologies. We'll have Steve recap for us when we get up here. I want to mention any scores we can check in our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. We mentioned just a moment ago, Alleman lost in their regional game on Wednesday to Erie Prophetstown. In that regional final tonight, Sterling Newman defeated Erie Prophetstown 49-37, and Newman wins the Sherrard Regional. Just checking to see if I could find an update on the Rock Island UT game. I don't see anything yet. In the 1A regional final, Abingdon Avon lost to Elmwood 39-23. In the 2A Orion Regional, the host Chargers defeated Fulton 41-39. And that Rock Island game got started late, so we'll get you an update on that one as soon as we can find it. Here we're ready to start the second half. Galesburg outscored the Quincy Blue Devils by 10 in the second quarter. They lead by 6 and have the ball to begin the third quarter with Fields, Anderson, Cunningham back into the game, McCants, and Endoff for the Silver Streaks. Again, the 31 points on the scoreboard for Galesburg combined between McCants and Endoff. Let's see what kind of an impact Cunningham can have. He has it now down low, going right at Talton. Turnaround jumper from the low blocks, and immediate impact by Keith Cunningham with a turnaround jumper.
That's what you like to see.
Streaks lead by 8. Of course, Talton sat most of the first half with 2 fouls for Quincy as well. In fact, both of them were on the bench by the halfway point of quarter number 1. So Talton will want to have an impact as the freshman is back on the floor for Quincy. This is Lucas Reese with it on the right side. Gets it down low to Brock. Give and go. Back to Reese to the lane. Tough pass, but Reese got to it. And now he directs Adante Kreider away from him. Just underway, second half. Silver Streaks lead Quincy by 8. Galesburg's played very well tonight, especially defensively. Inlet pass to Brock. Going right at Quinn Anderson on the give and go. Gives it off to Jaden Smith, who gets fouled going down the lane.
He's a wonderful passer from inside in the low blocks. That's a throwback to old-time basketball when you'd watch a Bill Russell or a Wilt Chamberlain be able to get the ball down in the low blocks and basically give off to a cutter on the way through or a little toss pass.
I hate to tell you this, partner, but we didn't get the interview with Ryan Hart. We had you down there, but we weren't getting any sound coming back. Can you summarize just briefly what you talked about?
You know, they were very, very aware of those things that worked and didn't work down at Quincy. They were pleased with the defense. They felt like that they gave up some uncontested threes that allowed them to get some points that they didn't deserve and need to make sure that they stay aggressive, rebound, and continue attack on the offensive end here in the second half.
As you might expect, Jaden Smith makes both free throws, the 90% free throw shooter. It's a 6-point lead, and Quincy and the Galesburg calls a timeout as Quincy trapped Quinn Anderson down in that coffin corner in front of the cheerleaders. So Mike Reynolds uses his first timeout of the game to reset coming out of the break. 6:49 to go here, just underway in the third quarter. Silver Streak sophomores wrapped up their regular season with a 47-35 victory. They had some very good stretches of basketball. In fact, their last three games, Steve, the sophomores, they had that, we thought they played probably their best game of the year when we saw them against Moline last Friday night. Easily handled Geneseo, easily defeated Kewaunee, and then won against Quincy here tonight. So they had a great finish to the season.
And, you know, Brad, you and I arrived to the building early, get set up, but we watch a lot of the sophomores, and they have a lot of upside. There's a lot of depth there, and the pieces that they'll provide for the varsity are exciting.
Keeping in mind that a lot of those sophomores are really freshmen.
Absolutely.
Here's Cunningham driving in contact. No foul called as Cunningham had the ball knocked out of his hands as he drove the baseline. He ran into Talton. Both hit the deck kind of hard. And the officials just say out of bounds, play on. Fields will inbound left of his own basket. Looking at Endoff. Needs help. Now finds Jalen McCants in the corner. He'll take it right at Jaden Smith. Cut off. Here's Quinn Anderson in the lane. Lost the ball.
Got a break.
And right back to Keith Cunningham up and in.
Got a break there again.
35-27 streaks.
Lost
Cunningham.
The ball and ends up right in Cunningham's hands.
Keith with the first 4 points of the second half for the streaks. Gillsburg by eight. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Talton into Brock. Turnaround by Cunningham. Knocks the ball loose. Streaks with a steal. Into the front court. Fields, right side, cut off. Back to Quinn Anderson in the corner. Has it knocked out of his hands. And we've got officials talking things over. They each point different directions. And the one official from out near
it's going to be Gillsburg ball, I believe, here.
He's going to go down. They're going to talk it over. He's insisting it's Gillsburg's ball.
Yes.
And it is. And I think that was the right call.
Absolutely. And you want to see officials get together there. Who saw it the best? And that's a good job by our officials there because that ball was the Streaks' ball there.
Into the backcourt on the bounce to Justin Endoff. Here's an opening. Justin through the lane. Nice all the way for the basket. And a foul. Nobody came over to cut off Justin Endoff, and terrific recognition by Justin. By 30 feet out away from the basket, he saw that opening, took it all the way, and a three-point play possibility on his 12th point of the night.
And probably couldn't believe his eyes there, and he laid it in with a left hand. And again,
no doubt.
He's done that in this second half of the season very well. Got to the rim when there was an opening.
Second foul of the game on Jarrell Brock, and Endoff knocks down the free throw, and the Streaks lead is 11 now at 38-27. We're just underway in the third quarter. We played only 2 minutes.
No letdown here. Got to continue to stay in the moment. Continue to do the things that got you where you are.
Up top, this is Adante Kreider. Now onto the left side goes to Lucas Reese, working against Endoff. Between the legs and the dribble, backing his way in against Endoff. Spin move, good cutoff. Now goes on the up and under to the right, but missed it. And Jalen McCants with his eighth rebound of the game. Streaks looking for more here. Loose ball out near half court. Picked up by McCants before it goes into the backcourt. Now Fields with it on the right side. Quincy comes out, puts the pressure on him, bounces it away to Endoff on the sideline. Now Quinn pulls it back out. Swinging around to the left side, Cunningham on the wing. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Endoff steps left around the screen, but way off the mark from three-point range. Cunningham goes out of bounds trying to save it, and he can't do it.
And they're going to look, Quincy's going to look to attack a little bit more defensively, try to trap. We've got to continue to penetrate, be aggressive against it, use our pass fakes and dump it off before the trap and then attack the basket.
I also think, Steve, just based on that half-court possession, I think they're going to get a lot more aggressive pushing the streaks farther out.
Too. Yeah, they're going to try to make us be a perimeter team here.
Still an 11-point Gillsburg lead, under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Reese around the screen. Endoff chases him down on the sideline, cuts him off, pulls it back out. Brock down the lane, off-balance shot, missed it. Rebound, and looks like it's going to be Talton coming down with a rebound in contact with Jalen McCants as they got tied up, and they call it on
Keith
Cunningham.
His third.
So they got another miss by
Quincy. And good defense in there. We just couldn't secure the rebound.
Nope. And it led to a third foul of the game on Cunningham, second on the half.
Going to go right at him here again.
Oh, but Brock decides not to post up against him. Passes it to the outside. Streak switch defensively. Smith goes around, hits the bottom of the rim on the shot. Cunningham comes out with a rebound. Into the front court. Down the lane, and contact as Cunningham took it right to the basket. And I think we're going to have a defensive foul, but the officials are going to talk it over.
And they're going to talk here if the ball was up on inside the cylinder, and then the net was... And the net was grabbed. There could be basket interference, and we should get the basket.
Now the officials are all three going to get together and talk this over. I think this is a foul against Quincy no matter what. So the blocking foul called against Jeremiah Tault in his third. So he has three. Cunningham has three. And Keith's going to go to the line shooting two here. First one up and in.
And the rule on that is the ball has to be inside and on the rim. It can't just be in the cylinder when the net's hit. And it looked like it was just up in the cylinder and not on the rim there. So a good call by the officials.
Cunningham missed the second one. First missed free throw by either team here tonight. Talton with a rebound. Galesburg by 12, 39-27. They've opened the third quarter on an 8-2 run to expand the lead over the Blue Devils. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. Up top, Kreider. Switches to the left, goes down the lane, and a foul called against Quinn Anderson. Lost him on the crossover out on the wing, and that allowed him to get the half step he needed to get around Quinn to the left and down the lane, and that's only the first foul of the game on Anderson. But Kreider's going to go to the line shooting two here with 4:10 to go third quarter.
And got no help there from the weak side, or help side as we call it in basketball. And again, they're going to try to be aggressive to the rim. We know how good they are, and if they get fouled, it's almost an automatic 2 points.
And the first one up and in by Adante Kreider, who's the lowest free throw shooting on the team at just 54%. But that one looked pure when he knocked it down. Their only points so far in the third quarter coming from the free throw line. Quincy has yet to miss tonight.
And we don't want to allow them to score with no time off the clock from the foul line.
There's their first miss. And a good box out by Justin Endoff to take that rebound away from Jarrell Brock. 39-28 streaks halfway through quarter number three. Pass into the front corner. Quinn Anderson three. Air balls it. Weak side rebound. Endoff with the putback. He's got five in the quarter. 15 for the game. And the streaks lead is 13, and Quincy loses the ball at the other end, kicking it out of bounds.
Great hands there as we deflected that dribble there and got it off of the Quincy player.
Justin Endoff punched the air after he saw that. It's as emotional as I've seen him all season long, in a really positive way, I mean. And on senior night, he is relishing the performance here with the streaks up 13.
Couldn't be happier for him. He is an outstanding guy and a great athlete, and have enjoyed him thoroughly, coaching him.
Another senior, Quinn Anderson, to the low block.
Right,
can't hit the shot. And the loose ball rebound picked up by Peyton Nicholson for Quincy. Leads a break to the other end. Takes it right at Nick Fields and draws a defensive foul against Nick, his third.
And that's one of those there where, you know, Nick's trying to do everything he can to defend there. And I think that Nick feels like that he bailed him out there because that was going to be a tough shot there to make for Nicholson there. But he gets out of jail free here and has two free throws.
His first one up and off the mark. So finally they miss. Now they miss two in a row. Would you believe this is only Nicholson's third free throw attempt of the whole season? He's 1 for 3 now. And a second one coming with the Silver Streaks.
And that first one didn't look very good.
No, it didn't. Second one, better rotation, and knocked it down. 41-29 Silver Streaks. Under 3.5 to go third quarter. Eric Price into the game. Has a dribble now in the backcourt. The trap. He goes around Nicholson. Now steps back. Here comes the trap in the front court and throws it away in the lane. Picked off by Lucas Reese. Horrible pass. Left jumper corner. Adante Kreider for three. Missed it. Talton with a rebound. Put back. Gets blocked out of bounds. And Quincy will keep it.
And again, when we turn it over like that, it's a live ball turnover where it's just green grass on the other end and you give them a good look there. We were fortunate to get out of that without a basket.
And another offensive rebound for Quincy. They've done a much better job on the boards here in the second half than they did in the first half. Kreider around Mitchell Sampson down low, and another blocking foul as he took it right at Mitchell. And the Quincy strategy here in the second half is very clear, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to the rim here, and they're going to attack, try to score points from the foul line. And again, I take back my statement there. They were able still here to have an opportunity to score off that turnover.
Kreider right back to the free throw line. Made one of two a moment ago. That one pops in and out.
And the basket looks about like a P right now when you've missed three in a row.
And they are 0-for-4 from the field as well. 2-for-5 from the free throw line. Sorry, 4-for-7 from the free throw line in the second half after going 8-for-8 in the first half. 3 minutes to go third quarter. Second one up and in. 41-30 Galesburg. And the trap again waiting at three-quarter court. Price reverses left side. Sampson has it now in front of the scoring table. Mitchell just across half court, picked up his dribble, got it away to Price. Open three, right side, off the back iron. Rebounded Dante Kreider on the run. Here comes Quincy. Secondary break. And to the basket, off balance, Smith got tied up with Nick Fields cutting in from the left side. And Kreider went down hard on his back to the floor. And he comes up holding the back of his head. And now Nick has four fouls and the sixth team foul on the Silver Streaks. And again, that secondary break coming off the miss at the other end. They were out in the run. The Streaks didn't get back in time.
And that was not the shot we wanted there out of that press break.
No.
And again, we can ill afford to lose Nick Fields and all he brings to us on the floor.
Jaden Smith knocks down the first free throw.
Again, you have to weather the storm. Somebody's going to have to step up here.
Well, we talked about it earlier. We were talking about it specifically in relation to Jarrell Brock and what Andy Douglas said he brings to the team in terms of his value to the team, not just the 6 points he scores on average. And we said the same thing about Nick Fields, but now he's on the bench. And the Quincy Blue Devils have pulled within nine with 2:40 to go third quarter. The Streaks have been out of rhythm here offensively. Quinn Anderson, left side, Mitchell Sampson. Goes around his man. Pull up. Open. 14-footer. In and out. Rebound McCants. Weak side putback is over the rim. And the rebound, Peyton Nicholson. Streaks can't get anything to fall now. And now another foul on the Silver Streaks. And Quincy is in the bonus with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. And they call Mitchell Sampson for a hack on the arm. And that's his third.
And the flow right now for us is just come to a standstill. We're back on our heels, both on the defensive and offensive end. Against their press, we've got to make, especially in the half court, Jalen's got to make himself more available, because if he gets the ball in the middle there, he's got the ability to be able to go one-on-one and get to the rim there. He has plenty of space to do that.
Jaden Smith knocks down both free throws. Quincy has all 9 points in the second half from the free throw line, and they are in the bonus for the rest of the game, trailing by seven now, 41-34.
And it won't be too long till they'll be shooting two.
They've scored six in a row after the Streaks had a 13-point lead. Cunningham with Nick Fields out of the game. Somebody's got to run the offense. Here's Mitchell driving baseline, and he kicked it out of bounds. And that's the ninth Gelsberg turnover. Dribbled it off his foot. Price is going to come back in the game. So let's set the offense for you, or for the Streaks personnel on the floor. It's Price, Cunningham, McCants, Quinn Anderson, and Endoff, and Mike Reynolds calls a
good timeout here to just try to get ourselves settled down, refocused, again, review those things that got us where we are, and challenge the guys here. Somebody step up and step up collectively here as a team.
1:55 to go, third quarter. Quincy trailing the Silver Streaks, 41-34. And the Blue Devils have the ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow morning as Illinois takes on Penn State. Coverage begins tomorrow morning at 10.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
41-34 Galesburg, 1:55 to go third quarter. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? 7-point lead over the Blue Devils, but it doesn't feel that way right now as Galesburg calls a full timeout. Really been out of sync here in the second half, and what was a 13-point lead really have been out of sync in about the last two-thirds of this third quarter. They got off to a great start in the second half, kept the momentum going from the first half, but now things have turned Quincy's direction, and they've got the ball down seven, trying to pull within five, maybe four here.
And you mentioned the key word, momentum. They have it right now.
Adante Kreider going right at Keith Cunningham, got a step on him and got to the low blocks, and Keith kind of had to back off a little bit at the risk of picking up his fourth foul. And now it's a 5-point Galesburg lead, and a tip in the backcourt by Brock, and Quinn goes up for it, but he knocks it out of bounds. Cunningham let it go right in front of the Quincy bench. Anderson and Brock both went up for it, but it was Quinn who batted it away, and Cunningham let it go out of bounds.
And coach is going to change here. Coach Reynolds is going to go to a 1-3-1 here. We're struggling guarding. Now we've got to identify shooters here, but a good change here. Change of pace, give them a different look. Right now they are they've got us right by the throat in terms of what they're doing offensively against our man defense.
Here's a jumper from the corner. Kreider for three, off the mark, though. Weak side rebound. Anderson with or McCants with a good box out. Into the front court. Tries to get it to Justin Endoff, and he was off balance and threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, our fourth turnover of the period here. And
this is what happened at Kiwani. We got something good defensively down here, and then we just got trying
got
to go too fast.
Got too fast trying to make it all up at one time. Hit the five-run homer instead of just, again, stay in the moment, do things correctly.
So a five-point Galesburg lead, but Quincy again with the ball with a minute to go, third quarter, 41-36. Reese in the backcourt. Endoff will pick him up at half court, leading the top point of that 1-3-1. Bounce pass, Kreider over to Reese. Goes around McCants in the lane. Floater with a teardrop, rolls it through. Quincy within three now at 41-38. That's Reese's first basket of the game. And the ball got batted all the way down toward the tunnel, toward the Streaks locker room. So the officials stopped
and
the
no
clock.
Delay of game warning here either, and that allows them to set their press here. One of the things you want to do against the press is try to get the ball in as quickly as you can before they set.
44 seconds to go, third quarter. Quincy scored 10 in a row after the Streaks led by 13.
Now here's where I'd like Jalen to be available. Gets the ball in the middle there. He's able to do things.
Here's Price down the lane. Stutter step, contact, offensive foul. Eric telegraphed that one. He was standing out in the midcourt circle. He saw the lane, and everybody could see Eric was going to take it down the lane, and Talton slid over and drew the charge. That's the third Quincy charge drawn in this game. 12th Galesburg turnover, and the third foul on Price. Under 30 seconds to play, third quarter, and Quincy could
has
hold
a chance
for the
to
final
tie
shot.
Tie the ball game up tie here to end
up.
The period.
Yep. It was 41-28. It's now 41-38, and Quincy with the ball. And a stunned Galesburg crowd having a hard time trying to give the Streaks momentum here. And there's a five-second call. Lucas Reese on the dribble out high.
And credit Quinn Anderson there for trying to attack and make him do something and get that turnover. And Coach Andy Douglas is not happy about that call.
Talk about rare turnovers. We saw a palm called against Quincy in the first half, and now a five-second call.
All we need is a three-second call, and we've got the trifecta here going.
So the Streaks get it back with 11 seconds to go in the third quarter, and how great would it be to get a basket here. Try to get some momentum heading into the fourth quarter. Coming out high, Cunningham, 6 seconds to go. Keith to Quinn Anderson, right side, end off.
One
steps
time,
left.
One
two
time.
For three,
yes,
at the buzzer. Justin drains one at the third
big
quarter
basket
buzzer.
There.
And the Streaks take a 6-point lead into the fourth quarter. Crowd back into the game, 44-38 Silver Streaks. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
You have a chance to win cash just for wearing a white WGIL button. Get yours today at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg, Knoxville, Abingdon, and Avon.
Justin Endoff with a Dave's Auto Body crunch time play of the game. Possibility, a three-pointer at the third quarter buzzer. And that's got the Galesburg student section back into the game with the Silver Streaks, a 6-point lead restored heading into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we were getting ready to plug in the tubes there on life support there a little bit.
Here's a dribble drive by Kreider, takes it for a 3-point play as he went right at Eric Price. And Eric picks up his fourth foul. Fields already with four fouls for the Silver Streaks. And a 3-point play possibility for Adante Kreider, who's got 6 in the half and now 9 for the game, with Quincy down 4, 44-40. just underway in the fourth quarter. Senior night, pink out night at John Field Gym.
He's over the line there.
Yep. Kreider knew he was going to come up well short on the free throw, and he crossed the line before it. I don't think it even got to the rim.
It was halfway there.
Yeah. So 44-40, Silver Streaks dodge a bullet there. Price, Anderson in the backcourt. Gosh, how long can Mike Reynolds go before he's got to get Nick Fields back into the game?
I think he's going to try to ride this thing as long as he can.
5 minutes, 4 minutes to go, yeah, if he can.
His steadying influence and his ability to handle the ball against this press is a real key right now that we're missing.
End off. Around his man to the left side, but Kreider cuts him off. Skip pass to the right side. Price goes down to the baseline. Out high and poked away. Brock steals it away from Quinn Anderson and goes for the hammer dunk and missed it. And now McCants battles for the rebound and gets fouled. And the crowd loves watching Jarrell Brock go up and miss a dunk. And then he fouled Jalen McCants, who got the 11th rebound of the game.
He jumped there just a little early there, and you could see that was going to be a tough dunk to make, but a live ball turnover there led to that, and we were lucky to escape that.
Second time Jarrell Brock has poked it away from Quinn Anderson. The first time he dunked, this time he missed it. And the Galesburg crowd comes to life again, leading by 4, 7 minutes to play on senior night. Cunningham on the right side. McCants doing everything he can to get open down low. Cunningham spins, gets it away to Endoff. Now he spins, drives the lane, and a blocking foul
call there
as Talton came over to try to draw yet another charge. It would have been the fourth time Quincy's drawn a charge in the game, but Justin's going to go to the line shooting two here with 6:51 to go in the game, and the fourth foul on Jeremiah Talton.
And Brad, from our WGIL radio booth here, that angle, we could see him. He just sort of slid and swayed with it and wasn't set.
Endoff knocks down the first free throw. Justin with 19 on the game, two short of his career high, which he had at Alleman way back in December. 45-40 Silver Streaks.
He's played a whale of a game here tonight. Picked us up big time.
And knocked down another free throw. He's 5 for 5 from the line tonight. Silver Streaks lead 46-40. Justin with 10 in the second half, 20 for the game, 21 for McCants, who has not scored in the second half. 6:40 to play, Streaks by 6. Kreider up top. Passes it over to Jaden Smith on the outside, working against Quinn Anderson in the man defense. They switch defensively. They get it into Kreider, who gets held from the backside by Anderson.
And he did a beautiful job there of sealing there and getting it looked like Anderson on his back there, and then it was all over with. Two-shot foul there we're going to have.
Yeah, the official was down here on the baseline. He was ready to hand the ball to Adante Kreider and let him inbound. That's a 10th team foul. It's not like the Streaks just got into the bonus.
No. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Quincy's been there for quite a while. So to the free throw line, 2 for Brock. Misses the first one. Scoreless in the second half for Jarrell Brock. 8 points in the game, as we mentioned earlier, a 66% free throw shooter. He's got a second one coming. 6-point Galesburg lead. It's up and rolls off.
We'll take it.
Jalen McCants with his 12th rebound. He'll take it into the front court. Slides to the right. Skips it left side. Price driving in. Missed the shot on the way up. Good defense by Brady Rupert. Made him alter his shot on the way up. And he comes down with a rebound. Back comes Quincy. Brock on the left side, guarded by Cunningham. Up top, Reese. Working against Endoff. Backs up. Hands off to Adante Kreider as we approach the 6-minute mark to go here in the second quarter. Another switch. Cunningham on Kreider now. Up top, Smith guarded by Quinn Anderson. Jaden Smith, no shot attempts in the second half. Here's a dribble drive.
Oh, tough call there on
Eric. Reach in on Eric Price.
Eric, be careful.
He's fouled out of the game. Looked like a pretty clean steal from up here. Eric comes hopping out of there in disbelief that he got called for the foul on the reach in. And he's fouled out of the game. And that's going to put Brady Rupert at the free throw line. And that'll get Nick Fields back in. There it is. 5:52 to go in the game. Well, they ran Eric Price as long as they could out there. Now they're going to switch out with his 5th foul for Nick Fields' 4th foul. And Brady Rupert, the sophomore at the line, only 4 of 11 at the line for the season. He's got 2 points on the night, and the first one is in. 5-point Galesburg lead, 46-41.
And a long time to go at 5:52 left here in the ballgame.
Feels like an eternity. He made them both. So he's well under 50% on the season, and he knocked down two big free throws for Quincy. Blue Devils call a full timeout. 5:52 to play in the game. We'll catch our breath. Take a break. Silver Streaks by four. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL, reminding you that the Knox County Lady Extreme Softball Team will host a trivia night. It'll be Saturday, March 2nd at Cedar Creek Hall, with doors opening at 6 p.m. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show as Daniel Krauthammer looks at the work of his late father, Charles Krauthammer, in the book The Point of It All.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
5:52 to play at John Field Gymnasium. Streaks 46, Quincy 42. Nick Fields will run the baseline coming out of a Quincy timeout with Endoff, Anderson, Cunningham, and McCants. All in the front court for the Silver Streaks, all in the back court, rather. Trying to work against this 1-2-2 zone press with Brock at the point of it. Now Cunningham across midcourt. Here comes a trap. Bad pass. Soft pass. Stolen away. Smith with a layup at the other end. His first basket of the second half. He's got 8-15 for the game, and Quincy is within two on a horrible pass at half court. And another bad pass by Quinn Anderson, and he fouls Smith, who came away with a steal. Quinn telegraphed that pass, and Quincy could tie it up at the free throw line with their best free throw shooter there.
And we've not at all attacked this this press. And again, we're not using our pass fakes. We're telegraphing things, and they're laying in the weeds there and making steals. And again, wide open live ball turnovers that they can score on.
And of course, Jaden Smith knocks down the first one. He has not missed tonight, and he rarely misses on the season. And there's one there. He's 9 for 10 in the game, which is right at his 90% season average. Streaks still with a one-point lead. Still trying to get across this press, and now they do. Jalen in the lane, sliding to the right, but he can't finish off the shot. And the rebound pulled down by Rupert. Quincy looking for the lead for three. Kreider missed it. And Cunningham underneath locks up the rebound and holds on to it. Here's Keith at the other end. Gets knocked down, going into traffic, and a foul called on Jaden Smith, his third, but only the fifth Quincy turnover, and the Streaks will have to inbound it. Nick Fields will inbound to the left of his own basket. Streaks clinging to a one-point lead under 5 minutes to play. Open left corner. Endoff around his man, drives baseline, cut off, tries to feed it into Keith Cunningham, and Jaden Smith reaches around and picks up his fourth foul for Quincy. 16 fouls on the Blue Devils.
We're getting to the point where we're going to be shooting foul shots a little bit earlier here too as well.
8:50 on the evening. All the foul shots we're going to end up seeing in this game. It'll be 9:30 by the time this game ends.
Yeah, this is going to be like an NFL game in the last 2 minutes.
But if it results in a Streaks victory,
we'll take it. We'll stay here as long as we need to.
Streaks get it inbound. Nick Fields up top. 1 point Galesburg lead, 4:50 to
play
in the fourth
quarter. And Brad, look at
the
scoreboard. Jalen McCann still has 21 points that he had in the first period.
Yep,
he
has only two shots in the second half. But he's been big on the boards tonight yet again. End off, long three, missed it. There's another rebound. Jalen can't hit the putback, but he's fouled. Right under the basket. Jalen locked onto that. He's so automatic on those offensive rebounds, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two here. So the Streaks are in the bonus now for the rest of the game. Second foul of the game on Lucas Reese, and McCants going to the free throw line looking for his first point of the second half. 21 in the first half, but nothing so far in the second half. It was 4 weeks ago. He had a huge game against Rock Island, his career high of 31. But he misses the first one here. He had 31 and 17 rebounds that night. Looked well on his way to doing that again here tonight with 21 in the first half, but still looking for his first point of the second half. 4:36 to play, Streaks leading by one. He makes the second one. 47-45, Galesburg. Since the Streaks were up 41-28, they've been outscored 17-6. And lead by two. Kreider Crossover dribble. Cut off. Kicks it to the outside. Brock up top. Jaden Smith to the right side. Reese comes out for it. 4:20 to go in the game. Streaks with a two-point lead. Quincy looking for the tie. Spin move. Reese off balance. Gets it to Brock. Down the lane. Up and in with the right hand. His first basket of the second half. He's got 10. And we're tied at 47. First tie of the game since it was 21 apiece in the first half. And the ball trickles out of bounds at the other end. Streaks lost a handle on it. Their 16th turnover and fourth of the fourth quarter.
Keith just got to going too fast there and lost control of the ball. We've got to make sure we're settling, playing under control here, and we've gotten a little bit out of control.
Streaks did not play with composure down the stretch in the fourth quarter at Quincy. Blue Devils looking to regain the lead here, their first lead since the first half. They were up 17-16 was their last lead. We got 3:40 to go here. Brock working against Fields. He didn't take it at him, though, with Nick out there with four fouls. Up top, Kreider takes it right at Quinn Anderson. Draws contact, pushed him off, finished off the basket. And Quincy takes a 49-47 lead. Looking for their third straight victory at John Thiel Gymnasium. 3:20 to go in the game. End off, corner. Streaks have to play. Not scared here. Here's a bad pass. It's picked up off the floor. Fields lost track of Kreider, who stole it away and laid it up at the other end. 51-47, Quincy. 17 Galesburg turnovers. Nick just dropped the ball at the top of the arc on the other end, and when he picked it up, he didn't secure it. Kreider came from underneath, poked it away with Fields totally oblivious that he was there, got the layup at the other end, and with 3:05 to play in the game, Quincy now leads by four.
And we've just completely got entirely back on our heels here. We've lost our focus. We're looking around for that other shoe to drop, and we've got to find a way here to regain our composure, get our aggressiveness back here, and try to stay in the moment. Can't get ahead, can't look back and hold on to those things that we've done here that got ourselves in trouble. We've got to go from this point forward here and recapture that aggressiveness that we had and that teamwork that we had earlier in the ball game that allowed us, you know, to get an extended lead.
51-47 Devils. Since the Streaks were up by six at 46-40, Quincy has now outscored the Silver Streaks 11-1. They were only 2 for 7. They missed their first five shots of the third quarter, then made their last two. And here in the fourth quarter, they've made 5 out of 6 from the field, aided by 5 Galesburg fourth quarter turnovers. So for the Silver Streaks coming out of the timeout, Fields, Cunningham, now Mitchell Sampson back into the game, Jalen McCants, and Justin Endoff. And all the momentum in favor of the visiting Blue Devils. Silver Streaks.
That's right. You got to stop before the 10-second line.
Bad pass over the head of Mitchell Sampson. Off his hands and out of bounds. Just as the Silver Streaks student section had come to life, bouncing up and down, chanting, "I believe that we will win," the Streaks turn it over. And a technical foul called on Mike Reynolds. I heard the whistle,
but I didn't see where that came from.
I didn't see it either. So a technical foul now has been called on Mike Reynolds with 2:54 to go in the game. And Jaden Smith, the 90% free throw shooter, will shoot 2 free throws. Now, Quincy was going to get the ball back, so they don't gain a possession out of this. But it could be a 4 or 5 point play here already, leading by 4, and the first free throw is good. Of course.
And maybe that's a situation here that our kids can get motivated out of this. That technical foul can sometimes be that thing that gets you that spark.
He made them both. He's got 18 in the game, the senior Jaden Smith. This is a battle for third place in the Western Big Six. Both teams coming in 5-4. Silver Streaks having won 5 in a row. But it's Quincy by 6 now on a 13-1 run with 2:50 to play in the game. Kreider on the right side. Crossover dribble. Sampson keeps up with it. Reese with it now on the outside, guarded by Endoff. Backs up with a running start, but he can't get around Justin. Keeps the dribble along the volleyball line. Smith driving in on Fields, cut off at the free throw line.
Got to have somebody make a play here.
Yep.
Got to have somebody make a play.
Quincy wants to run some time, force the Silver Streaks to put him at the line. 10 Galesburg team fouls, 2.5 minutes to go. Smith around Fields, down the lane, all the way for the basket. They executed it perfectly, and they lead by 8 now, 55-47. Down to 2:15.
It's a three-possession game.
Here's McCants down the right side of the lane, and a blocking foul as Talton again tries to draw the charge. But he's fouled out of the game now, and Jalen McCants will shoot two free throws.
That's the first time, Brad, that we've been able to get the ball into the middle to Jalen here in the second half, and he's able to get to the rim.
55-47 Quincy on a 14-1 run to turn a six-point deficit into an eight-point lead. And Jalen McCants at the free throw line with 2:08 to play. After
we've
got to
have
Talton
these.
Fouls out. First one up and in. Only the second point of the half for Jalen. 23 for the game. 55-48. Silver Streaks without a field goal in this fourth quarter to go along with six turnovers. Second
Kobe
one up
Ramirez
and in.
Into the ball game here. Set the press.
55-49. Back to a two-possession game. Pressure in the backcourt. Reese dribbles away from it. Now gets it out to Jaden Smith, who drives it into the front court. And a timeout called by head coach Andy Douglas with 2 minutes to go in the game. Minute 59 to play. A timeout called by Quincy. And the ball is going to be in Jaden Smith's hands an awful lot here whenever Quincy has possession of the ball with a minute 59 to play.
And their perimeter players, as we know, are extremely skilled in terms of handling the ball, making good decisions, and we know that they're quality foul shooters here. So the Streaks are going to have to take some chances, try to get a deflection, try to get an interception in a live ball turnover, and score easy points out of a layup or in odd man situations here. Got to make something happen here, both on the defensive end first, and then on the offensive end here. And got to do it in a hurry. Two-possession game here under 2 minutes.
55-49 Quincy looking for their third straight win at John Thiel Gymnasium. And the season sweep. Adante Kreider to inbound. Gets it into the backcourt to Reese. Endoff falls down. Now Reese comes around him into the front court. Down the lane. Leaves it off and they pull it back out. Smart decision. They want to run clock and now Smith has it, with Nick Fields playing with four fouls, guarding the 90% free throw shooter.
A four-corner situation, and this is a lost art here, and one that's perfect for this situation here, being able to stall and hold the ball and delay. They'll only shoot layups here.
They've run 22 seconds off the clock. Kreider with it out in the midcourt circle, working against Endoff. Goes around Justin to the left side, Brock. He's going to pull it back out. Down to a minute 28 to go. How long before the Streaks decide to foul? Smith gets it away to Reese, and now they reach out, they grab him, and they grab him again, and finally the official calls it. And that's going to be on Mitchell on the reach, his fourth. Endoff grabbed him earlier, but the official let it go. And it was Mitchell who then grabbed Reese, driving to the free throw line. And Reese will go to the free throw line, 80% on the season. Quincy leading by six. They ran 38 seconds off the clock.
And again, Streaks are going to try to have, you know, it's not a perfect world, but you're looking to foul. You're looking to foul. They're poor foul shooters. And this kid here is 80%.
They don't have many poor free throws.
No, not many here, but
even Adante Kreider, the lowest one on the court, is at 58%. But yeah, Reese is 80%. Smith is 90%.
And Kreider's had some tough times here tonight, and maybe that plays into it, but there, he's dead it.
Back to an eight-point lead. Reese knocked them both down. Minute 15 to play. Cunningham on the right elbow. Now Endoff, long three. Fires it and hits. Streaks call a timeout. Justin's not going down quietly. He's got his fourth three-pointer of the night.
And our first basket of the fourth period.
Career high 23. He does not want to end with a loss on his senior night. Streaks down five with a minute 11 to play.
And we went almost 7 minutes.
Way too long.
Without scoring a point, and that is our first field goal with 1:11 to go here. Now, I think that, and I didn't see, but I see Kobe Ramirez probably coming back in the ballgame here in an all-out trap situation and then try to foul.
Turnovers are killing us, though.
Turnovers have
got more turnovers than field goal attempts in the fourth quarter.
Not good. Not good there, and we've turned it over in unforced ways, being really a tentative attacking their press.
Minute 11 to play. Streaks are going to have the full court press on. Jalen McCants will guard Adante Kreider on the inbound just to the right of the Streaks basket.
Anticipate. Read eyes here.
Kreider
right now, put the trap.
Left. They get it to Reese, who gets it away into the front court to Kreider. Dribbles between a double team and got fouled immediately. That's the guy of any of them on the floor. That's the guy that streaks one at the free throw line. Although Rupert is out on the floor as well. We told you earlier he was only 4 of 11 at the free throw line coming into the game. But Adante Kreider, 58%, the lowest among the starters. Lowest free throw shooting percentage. And the first one is up and off the back iron.
Got to make sure we secure a rebound here on a miss.
He is 2 for 6 from the free throw line in this game. 10 points in the half, 13 for the game. 1:06 to play. The foul, by the way, was called against Kobe, his first. Kreider's second one up and in. The lead is 6.
Still a 2-possession game.
58-52. Sampson into the front court, Cunningham. Attacks, splits the defenders, takes it all the way to the basket. Quincy backed off, let him finish it. It's a 4-point game, 58-54. Pressure in the backcourt, nearly stolen away. Streaks it on the floor. Mitchell has it. Now Cunningham, jump stop, and he gets fouled on the way to the basket. Streaks forced a turnover. It wasn't pretty, but they battled through it, and now Cunningham with the line, shooting 2 with 48 seconds to go.
And our aggressiveness paid off there.
Fourth foul of the game on Jarrell Brock. Cunningham to the free throw line to shoot 2 with the streaks down 4. He's got 7 points all in the second half. 1 for 2 at the line tonight. First one up and short.
And got to be able to make this one here to keep us in a one possession game and to be able to set our press up.
48 seconds to play. Streaks down 4 after trailing by 13.
Keep your legs in it, Keith.
Second one up and in. 3-point game. 58-55. Gillsburg will keep the pressure on and try to force another turnover. That was only Quincy's 7th of the game and their first here in the fourth quarter. Running baseline, they get it into Jaden. Dribbles between and a foul call. They dribbled between the double team.
Yeah, unfortunately, we let them split the double team there and didn't work together to put the clamps there. But again, if you're going to foul, you want to foul him quick there.
All right, that was only the 4th foul of the game on Mitchell. I thought that was his 5th. I had him with 4, but apparently that's only his 4th. So to the free throw line, Jaden Smith shooting 2 free throws here. 46.3 seconds remaining, and he's automatic at the line, knocking down the first one. 59-55, Quincy. He's 12 out of 13, now 13 out of 14 at the line. 2-possession game, streaks down 5. Quinn Anderson into the front court. Tries to go around Kreider, poked away out of bounds.
Did he call a foul? And we'll take a foul here. Yeah.
Stops the clock with 41
seconds.
We'll take
a foul there, and I know Coach Douglas isn't pleased with that.
Yeah. Third foul of the game on Adante Kreider. And now Quinn Anderson will shoot 2 free throws with 41 seconds to go as both teams are in the double bonus now. Quinn's first one is up and in. That's his first point of the night. You love to have a senior at the free throw line in this situation, and the guard knocks down the first one. Quinn for the season at the free throw line, 72%, makes them both. And
Kobe
back
comes back into the defensive substitution. Again, see if we can get a steal, deflection here on this inbounds.
Again, Jalen McCants will guard the inbound. 41 seconds to go. Streaks down 3, 60-57. Scoreboard is showing 58, so a bit of a delay here as they get that straightened out. 60-57, Quincy, 41 seconds to go. Kreider will run the baseline. Pump fakes, gets it into Smith, and the streaks foul
him
right
away. We didn't get over there quick enough to get that trap on, and he was aggressive to take off and go.
How do you deny a guy the ball? The one guy on the floor, you don't want to have the ball. You got to do everything you can to
absolutely.
Keep it
from
getting
the ball. Absolutely. You got to recognize that situation and do everything you can. You know that's what's going to happen there. We got caught here back on our heels again.
Makes the first one. 6 out of 7 from the line in the fourth quarter alone. 14 out of 15 on the line. Back to a 2-possession game at 61-57. The first game, Smith was at the free throw line the entire fourth quarter in that game as well, which Quincy won down at their place by 6. It's almost an identical score now, and here's a bad pass, and Quincy steals it away. Jaden Smith chased it down before it went out of bounds and backs up, and now Keith Cunningham reaches in and fouls him. Another soft pass, another careless turnover, the 19th of the game for the Streaks, and that may seal their fate as Cunningham has to foul Smith yet again with the Streaks trailing by 5 and 32 seconds to play.
And we've turned it over, I believe, unofficially 19 times.
Yep.
And that's by far and away. We've not even come close to committing that many turnovers in a game this year. And they've been tentative turnovers out front against this press. And it's done us in here tonight.
9 out of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter for Jaden Smith. Here's Cunningham in the lane. Goes up with the right end. Missed it. McCants with the offensive rebound. Put back. And the Streaks use their final timeout with 23 seconds to play. Trailing, though, 64-59, so still a two-possession game. They had a little bit of life there whenever they could get the two free throws and get it back to three. But they kept allowing the ball to get into Jaden Smith, foul him right away. He knocks down two free throws, and then it was at... So, I mean, it wasn't going their way very well to begin with, but then that turnover was a real killer at a horrible time in the game for the Streaks.
And Quincy... From the turnovers that they were able to get the Streaks to commit, scoring off of them, they really captured some aggressiveness getting to the rim. And you put all that together here tonight, and they took off with that, went on a run, and never looked back here.
So the Streaks are 23 seconds away from falling and seeing their five-game conference winning streak ending. Unless they can pull off a miracle here. It's got to start with a
turnover.
Start
with a steal here, yep. And we've got to be able to score. And then, you know what, another steal can occur when that first one does. They usually happen in twos here, especially if you rattle them in terms of their composure or poise here with a turnover. Got to have one right now.
Adante Kreider runs baseline, now guarded by Quinn Anderson. He gets it into Smith, and he lost Kobe, and Kobe frustrated that he got free from him. Allowed to get the ball to get into him, and Kobe fouled him right away, his third. So back to the free throw line goes Jaden Smith, 17 out of 18 from the line in this game. 17 of his 26 points from the free throw line. Quincy leading by 5 with 22.3 seconds remaining.
First and he's shown what a quality ball player he is, and certainly I would say an all-conference selection with his ability to just do so many things here tonight. And be an integral part here of what looks like a Quincy victory.
Knocks them both down. The lead is 7 again. 66-59.
Got to have a miracle here.
Here's Quinn driving into the low blocks left side. Missed it too strong off the backboard. Rebound out to Adante Kreider with 13 seconds to go. Trying to dribble through traffic, and the Streaks foul him with 11.6 remaining. So the Streaks got one more last gasp opportunity at the basket at the other end, but it wouldn't go down. Quincy ended up with a rebound, and that will all but seal it as now Keith Cunningham fouls out of the game. And Adante Kreider will walk to the other end and shoot two free throws here with the Blue Devils leading by 7 and just 11.6 seconds remaining.
This has been a tough pill here to swallow here for the Streaks tonight with, you know, we played so well, especially in the second period. Started the third period really well, and then we just sort of self-destructed. And it became a runaway train, and it just snowballed from there.
Quincy looking for its 30th point of the quarter. With a free throw by Kreider, it's off the back rim. Jalen McCants with a rebound. His 15th of the game. A three by Justin Endoff is long. Kreider with a weak side rebound, and that'll do it. Quincy secures the victory, 67-59 on the Streaks home court on senior night. And the Streaks head into the postseason, having lost their last two games of the regular season and finishing 17-12, 5-5 in the Western Big Six. Quincy really on a hot streak. They won 7 of their last 9. They finish in third place in the conference at 6-4, and they'll go into regional play at 14-11. 67-59 the final. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's almost a replay.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. A high wind watch is in effect from Saturday night through Sunday evening. Mostly cloudy skies for tonight, with rain likely through the overnight hours, a low at 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, and possibly a thunderstorm in the morning, becoming less likely in the afternoon and a high of 43. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 35.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
From the point in the third quarter when the Silver Streaks led Quincy 41-28, and things looked to be going so well, with less than 4 minutes to play in the third quarter, from that point on, Quincy outscored the Silver Streaks 39-18. And they turned a 13-point deficit into an 8-point victory on the road here. And Galesburg wraps up the Western Big Six at 5-5. They finished the regular season 17-12. And go stinging into the postseason a little bit here, with back-to-back losses to wrap up the regular year. And I, you know, the one Tuesday night was disappointing, Steve, and this one hurts even more, I think.
Yeah, and like you said, there's a sting to us right now in terms of the game on Tuesday that just had, you know, as the coach said, I think a little bit of a stink to it. This one here tonight, we're leaving here just sort of shocked.
Yeah.
Because we just really collapsed here. We weren't able to handle the pressure in terms of against their press. And as you said, a 41-28 lead in the third period and then get outscored the rest of the ball game by 21 points. That's not the kind of ball club that's normal here or of what we're used to here with Coach Reynolds' ball clubs, and certainly not one that you want to have as you're going into the postseason, let alone going into your next game.
You know, I thought you made a great point. Quincy only had 15 shot attempts in the second half.
15 shot attempts.
And they missed their first five.
Yeah, in the first five, and they only shot 38 times in the whole game, and we had five more field goals in the game than they did, but they were outstanding from the foul line, and they made the most out of their shots, and they really got to the rim there in the third period where it just seemed like something turned on for them and they decided that they were going to you know, let it all hang out and do everything they could. If they were going to go down, they were going to go down with the guns blazing. And like Coach Reynolds has always said, and lots of the good coaches that I know said, you've got to be aggressive. Aggressive wins, and we completely lost our aggressiveness here.
So 38 shot attempts in the game for Quincy, 43 free throw attempts.
And they're such good foul shooters
that
it's not necessarily automatic, but they're as good a free throw shooters. Moline and Quincy are in a league of their own in terms of their ability to draw fouls and be successful good foul shooters.
And it's hard for the Silver Streaks. You mentioned, Steve, 45 shot attempts. That's seven more for Quincy, but it's hard to shoot the ball when you're turning the ball over 19 times.
No.
That was a killer. A killer.
It really was. And we were so aggressive, and we moved the ball so beautifully in the first half. But in the second half, just something got us stuck into a bad, bad rut in terms of us attacking their press. And again, we turned it over so often. And when we did get shots, they were shots that were on the run. They were shots that are not, you know, quality shots in terms of hurrying it up, being contested, and not within what you're trying to do with your offense.
Let's take a break here on the post game. When we come back, we'll take a look at our final statistics. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we'll get a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds at some point here as well. Might be a little time in there. Yeah, a little heart-to-heart gut check time in the locker room. We can anticipate, anyway, as the Streaks fall here 67-59. More post game coverage coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
We're servicing vehicles, but more than that, we're servicing people. Michelle Batson understands that.
I went to Carl Sandburg for 4 years for automotive, and then I became a service advisor at Toyota, and then I stayed home with my kids for 4 years and came back to service advising because it's what I know and what I love.
Michelle is a great communicator who knows how to take care of people with automotive knowledge that is second to none. See what I mean when you schedule your appointment at the Galesburg Toyota Service Department. I'm Brian Penniman. Service local, service with confidence, service at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks fall at home to Quincy to wrap up the regular season 67-59. Mike Reynolds is out of the locker room while we wait for him to head up here.
Here he comes.
Pretty easy choice for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
Yeah, Justin Enhoff made that big three there in the end of the third period. We needed it at that point in a big way. We still had a six-point lead, a two-possession game at that point, and we were really reeling, and that was a big basket. Thought that would provide the spark maybe to get us back focused and back on the same page. He did his part tonight, and to no avail, but he is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. Justin Enhoff.
Also finished with a career-high 23 points for the Silver Streaks tonight. Let's make sure we got this one. Yep, everything looks good there. So Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now here, and let's find out what the coach has to say in our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, where do we start with this one? Not taking care of the basketball? Is that kind of the first place we start here? And what's
wrong? Well, I mean, in the third quarter, we ended up, I think somebody said we had 14 or 15-point lead, and then you're up six at the quarter. It looked a lot like Rock Island game last year, that kind of hybrid press, and we lost our aggressiveness and wasn't good. And then for some reason, we couldn't keep them off free throw line. So I don't know how many they took or shot, but
43
free throws. That must be a new Thiel record for visiting team. That was great. How many did they make?
34. We outscored them field goal-wise by five.
Yeah.
And they only shot the ball 38
Well,
times.
And then, you know, that play, when I got the technical, the officials put the ball in the wrong spot. We called it. He was over the three-point line. We called it and called a timeout so we could get the ball on the sideline to try to mix-match it. And then they threw it. They put us back there. So, I mean, we didn't have our, you know, A game there in the third and fourth. And we had a lot of energy at the beginning. And we got to move forward quick because We'll have to be better next week.
So what became the message in the locker room there in terms of talking things through tonight? Because when we talked in the last game against these guys, it was all about toughness.
Yeah, own your performance. You know, and we've focused on next week's week since last year when we got beat at the buzzer. Or by a point, by a point. You know, own your performance. And we'll find out next week if how well it'll be. And we'll watch that third quarter, watch the fourth. Because you got to know, as a former Quincy assistant, you know, if we can get to Friday night, Dixon will be running the same thing. So we got to be better. And I thought we got the ball inside to Jalen. I don't think he, you know, due to our choppiness offensively, he wasn't able to get some touches in the second half. We did a lot of standing in the second half, and it'll be a good tape to watch. You're always trying to learn, but it's a frustrating game. You know, when you get a decent-sized lead, you'd like to finish it off. But, you know, credit their guys. You know, the Jaden Smith played well. I don't know. He might have set the Big Six record past Billups for free throws. I don't know. But it seemed like he shot a lot of them, too. So
he did.
You know, Smith did well. I thought Kreider, he was able to beat us off the dribble in a – consistently beat us off the dribble, and we had no answer for those two guys.
Now, and again, this is a tough one, the toughest we can get, not the kind of game that you never like to lose, but in this situation, the way we did, it wasn't good. What do we do? What's the nuts and bolts here as we move forward to try to put this out of our system and get ready to go to work next week where we all start 0-0 and we can make some noise?
Well, we take tomorrow off, rest our legs. It's been a long week. Wasn't our best performances this week, you know, consistency-wise, and that was what we wanted to see this week. You know, we got to find a way to get our confidence in our A game back, and we'll do that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's kind of good that we're not playing until Wednesday. I think it gives us a little chance to get three practices in, maybe, and get a kind of a deep breath and move forward. That was a kind of heavyweight fight for a while there. You know, it was very physical. And then for some reason it came into a free throw fest. But, you know, whatever. You know, we didn't adjust real well. And I'll tell our guys, own your deal, right? You know, own your deal. So,
which, as you said, as we were talking earlier, also own the victories as well. There were still some
right.
things.
Yeah,
you
own your performance here on Tuesday, but you get to own Moline and Geneseo too. I mean,
right.
So it's not all clouds and rain. You know, we've played well at times. Like everybody in the state in 3 and 4A, next week everybody's going to want to play well. If we can do that, we'll have a great shot.
Absolutely. We'll see you on Wednesday night, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for coming by. Silver Streaks fall at home tonight, 67-59. We'll take a break, come back, go through our final statistics, team numbers, individual scoring, as Galesburg wraps up the regular season 17-12. You're listening to Silver Streaks Poise basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
67-59 the final. Quincy knocks off the Silver Streaks to spoil the home finale and the regular season finale. Senior night, pink out night, all the great things that made this night special, and just couldn't add a victory to make it extra special here at the end. Let's go over our final numbers here, our post-game statistics. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, Steve?
You know, when you look at the first couple here that I'm going to talk about, you're going, Streaks probably got a win here tonight, but obviously that's not the whole story, because when we get to the third one, there's the story. And as Coach said, and you and I said, the lack of aggressiveness, the tentativeness, and so on. And I know Coach Reynolds is extremely frustrated right now, but he understands now that this is behind us. We've got to learn from this. We've got to reemphasize and reinforce those things that are our strengths, and go forward from here and get after it. Where, you know, it's all start fresh here next week.
Right.
Field goal wise, we were 20 out of 45 for 44%. So, you know, we shot the ball nicely tonight. We were 4 out of 14 for 28%, but much better as we got late in the second quarter and into the second half. They only shot the ball 38 times, and in today's basketball, you know, that's, you know, a small number, even when there's not that many shots available in the modern game at the high school level. They were 15 out of 38 for 39%. Again, thinking your opponents only made 15 field goals, you think you got a great chance to win.
Right.
They were only 3 out of 12 for 25% with a three ball. We again out-rebounded them 29 to 20. So, again, you know, took advantage of that, and that's one of those key statistics. But here's the killer one. We committed 19 turnovers, and I believe we committed, what was it, 12 of those in the second half.
Yep.
And they only committed seven.
And seven in the fourth quarter.
Seven in the fourth quarter.
They had
quarter.
Seven for the whole game,
yeah.
And we had seven in the fourth quarter.
Seven in the fourth quarter. And, again, live ball turnovers that led to them making layups or shooting free throws. And as you talk about, and you'll talk about here in a second, how many free throws they shot and how successful they were with those.
Yeah, 34 out of 43 from the free throw line.
Quincy, that'll get it done, won't it?
23 of them in the fourth quarter alone. So, yeah, hard to win when the opponent is going to the free throw line that many times. And when you're sending Jaden Smith to the free throw line, a 90% free throw shooter, 10, 12, 18, 20 times. And he made 19 out of 20 of them.
And he is a real money ball player, a very clutch player, very under control, and really has an idea of what he's trying to do out there.
Individual scoring. Oh, the Silver Streaks, by the way, pretty good from the free throw line themselves. I know Mike Reynolds really lamented the other night at the Kewaunee game that poor free throw shooting, was part of the reason that he was frustrated and felt contributed to the Silver Streaks' loss. 15 out of 18 tonight, so that's encouraging, too, heading into the postseason, because they're certainly going to have to make free throws at some point in a postseason game in order to advance.
You know, Brad, too, we talked about, and I know I want to let you continue and finish here with the stats, that we have had that up-and-down inconsistency throughout the season within a game, and our highs are really high and our lows are really low. And tonight, you know, our highs there in the second period and when we went on that run and to begin the third quarter, just wonderful. And then when we go downstairs with it, we go downstairs in a big, big, big way.
Yep. Individual scoring, Jaden Smith led all scorers with 28 tonight for Quincy. Adante Kreider had 15. Jarrell Brock finished with 10. I think the Streaks really did a nice job on him. He had 6 points in the first quarter, only four the rest of the way, and one field goal. He only had one rebound, too. 6 points for Lucas Reese. Brady Rupert finished with 4. Jeremiah Talton fouled out of the game with 3. And Peyton Nicholson off the bench had 1. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants led the way, 26 points, 15 rebounds. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Justin Endoff, finished with a career-high 23. Again, our Crunch Time Player of the Game because of that three-pointer he hit at the end of the third quarter at the buzzer when the Streaks' 13-point lead had dwindled away to 3, and he knocked down that buzzer beater. That
and we needed it big then.
The 6-point lead, and I thought you made a great point during the timeout there, Steve, that, you know, we looked down, and because Justin hit that 3, we looked down, and the third quarter ended up being a tie score, 13-13, after we had a 13-point lead. And then to feel so great for the first 5 minutes of the quarter and feel so miserable for the last 3, and then to look down and go, well, wait a minute. It was a tie score for the third quarter.
And a 6-point lead.
Yeah, so we hadn't lost anything from where we were at halftime, but then just still couldn't get the job done the rest of the way down the stretch. So 23 for Endoff tonight. Keith Cunningham played very little in the first half with foul trouble, ended up fouling out of the game with 8. And the only other points of the night came from 2 late free throws by Quinn Anderson. Otherwise, Mitchell Sampson, Nick Fields, Eric Price, Kobe Ramirez all played but did not score tonight for the Silver Streaks, who fall in the regular season finale 67-59. So the next game, Wednesday night, in the regional opener for the Streaks, they'll play the winner. There's two play-in games at Geneseo on Monday night. Kewaunee and Mendota play one of the games, and the Streaks will get the winner of that game, which, again, is why that loss to the Boilermakers on Tuesday was so disconcerting, knowing that we may have to turn around and play them again. And you don't want that feeling going into that game. But if the Streaks can turn that negative into a positive, play some inspired ball Wednesday night, then, you know, we'll look back and not worry about the regular season.
Yeah, and we need to go into this with a chip on our shoulder, be honest with ourselves on those things that we need to shore up, and then work hard to do that and stay in the moment. And we really got to work on that staying in the moment in a game, not getting ahead of ourselves, and certainly not letting our mistakes and poor play within a game linger and hold on to that. I mean, We've got a lot of things here that we can do and do well, and we've got to get after those and make sure that we're playing to our strengths and have that chip on our shoulder here as we go forward, because they're definitely we're a dangerous ball club as we go into the postseason.
Silver Streaks are the 3 seed in the regional subsectional. Dixon is the 2 seed, so they're the higher seeded team at that Geneseo regional. The other play-in game Monday night will be the host Maple Leafs and LaSalle Peru, and the winner of that game will get Dixon on Tuesday. Again, the Streaks will play Wednesday against either Kewaunee or Mendota. So, Steve, we look forward to seeing you there and hopefully feeling a whole lot better about things.
That's
after
correct.
The game
March Madness
night.
Is exciting, and I'm with you. Let's look forward to seeing how our ball club reacts. I'm confident. I know that Coach Reynolds will have them ready, and I know that they'll be ready to go, and we'll see where we're going to be.
67-59 the final here. Quincy knocks off the Silver Streaks, and the sophomores for Galesburg won as well, 47-35. Galesburg wraps up the regular season 17-12. We'll be back with you again Wednesday night from Geneseo. Hope you can be with us for the regional opener. And until then, have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll be with you from Geneseo next Wednesday night. Good night for the final time this season from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.